Welcome to a walk, and I'm with my dog Rocky, but I'm also with Roger Overall. And Roger, this is all about Kindle, right? This conversation is going to be all about ebook to the Kindle store. All right?
Yes.
Okay, look, this is your second. You have just helped me to put my first book into the Kindle store. But it's your second experience of doing it because you uploaded your own Kindle ebook. Okay, you've done two of them now, uploading. What's it like?
Well, the first one, because I'd never done it before, was an adventure full of moments of doubt and indecision. The second one was much easier because I'd done it, of course, before. So there was a slight detachment because I knew how to do it. So we just pressed the relevant buttons. The first time round was, because it was my own book, it was very exciting. This time round it wasn't my book, so I think you found it more exciting than I did.
I found it more tiring. I mean, I sat in the chair in my office from, I think, 13:21 today, and didn't get out of the chair except to go to the toilet and to go and drink a cup of tea and be minimally sociable with my wife and child. In other words, and that was after I had spent many hours before that, so I'm knackered.
I was going to say, isn't that the writer's existence, to be locked away and inhospitable and unsociable?
Yeah, but I do most of my writing in bloody cafes and pubs and places like that. You know, I'm not actually one of these people who hides away.
Fair enough. So the book is published now in Kindle. It is in a state of purgatory almost, because it needs to be reviewed by whatever goblins work at Amazon behind the scenes to vet these things. That process will take 12 hours, and once Amazon has given the nod, it will be available to purchase in the Kindle bookshop.
And you know, I'm the son of a bookshop owner, and who is the son of a bookshop owner, right? So I've got book selling in my blood, and all my life I've been in a situation where I've been listening to people saying, I'd really love to write a book, right? And somebody else saying, I'd really love to publish a book, right? And all the time I've been hearing people saying this, I've been saying, ha ha, right. Well, I actually would like to sell one, you know. Forget this thing about writing a book which sits on a shelf and you can admire it, right? I actually want people to read this book. Do you have thoughts about that? Do you actually want to sell books? Do you want to sell your book in the Kindle store?
I would love to sell my book in the Kindle store, but of course selling the book in the Kindle store is not going to make me a lot of money unless I sell hundreds of thousands of copies. I would love it even more if a Hollywood producer bought the rights to make a movie. They wouldn't even have to make the movie. Just buying the rights for $1 million would make me very happy. No, actually, that said, it would be very nice if lots and lots of children — mine is a children's book, although it's aimed to entertain the adult reading the book as well.
Yeah, there's a wizard in it. Isn't there a nasty, horrible, yucky wizard?
No, he's not nasty and horrible.
I haven't actually read it. I only bought it.
The title would suggest he's not. No, he's not nasty and horrible. He's just miserable. He's miserable. He has a good heart. Yeah. He's just miserable. I would love it if thousands, hundreds of thousands of children read this book. Making money off it is a secondary thing, really. It's a story. I like the story. I wrote it for me, is why I wrote the book.
Well, I suppose I wrote mine for me too. I suppose you could kind of say your main protagonist is miserable.
Yes.
And my main protagonist is agitated, really agitated, and he's fecking around Ireland and Britain all over the place, desperately looking for one sole honest person. And I won't spoil the ending.
So mine's miserable, yours is agitated. I wonder if these are reflections on the writers. My character has an alter ego, who is a very happy person, a very cheerful person, which is, I suppose, the crux of the story and the relationship. It's all character driven, really.
Mine is schizoid, definitely. Mine is definitely, you know, a split personality. You know, mine is. basically mine is, you know, mad and crazily angry, and but is also hopeful.
It is, and of course you have an incarnation of the devil, I'm sure, at some point in your book.
Oh, the devil appears to Kevin Barry in my book.
Oh, goodness me. I merely have a character who's named after the devil.
Oh, really?
Yes, I do.
What name? Is your character called Lucifer?
Mephistopheles.
Oh, good old Mephistopheles. Right.
He's a kind-hearted beast, really, deep down, although it takes exceptional circumstances for this to show through.
Hey, can we be very nerdish for a minute? Because there'll be some people listening to this who are probably not the least bit interested in your book or my book, but they're actually interested in Kindle, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So let's just say something interesting about the... You're the expert. I have... Whatever I've learned through you. How do you put a book on the Kindle store? I'm giving you a minute to gather your thoughts now as I say this. I want you, you're in an elevator and you've got about 45 seconds to tell somebody how to put a book into the Kindle store.
Write the book, edit the book, then format the book into a file format.
That was a car going past. Say that again.
Format the book into a file format that the Kindle can read. And then you go to Amazon, which publishes on the Kindle, obviously. They have a dedicated website where you can upload that file. You also need to create a front cover.
Oh, I warn you about the front cover, folks. I warn you. If I were you, I'd get working on the front cover fairly early on in the process. Because when you get to the stage I was at today, you would realize that actually the front cover matters an awful lot.
It does. I mean, it's what's going to sell the book in the. We've got a cross here, but we can run out.
Yeah, it might not so much sell mine as actually disqualify, you know, put people off.
I hope not. I designed it.
No, you've designed a great cover. But what I mean to say is a lousy cover will put people off.
It will. A good cover will actually help sell. A bad cover will do damage, but you need a cover. End of story. And if you can afford to pay a designer... a fee to design a proper one, absolutely, that would be a very good thing to do, I think.
Yeah, I agree entirely. I would willingly pay somebody to design me. I'm never going to design a cover for any of my future publications, I guarantee you.
I don't know, I'm pig-headed and I have a huge ego, so I probably still will. Then when you've uploaded your cover image and your text file, then it's really in the hands of the gods at Amazon. They will vet it and make sure everything will work on a Kindle. And you're done. You choose your pricing, you choose your distribution, you choose your rights management. All these things are explained in the Kindle upload facility. They do a very good job of explaining that.
They also give you an opportunity to decide how much you're going to charge for it. Now, this for me was one of the most interesting issues of all, about whether to give it away free, mm-hmm. or to charge a very low price, or to go for a high price. And the Kindle store actually puts a limit on how much you're allowed to charge for the book. I actually wanted to charge, you know, huge price for my book. You know, I wanted to charge, you know, I don't know, an enormous price. But Kindle store wouldn't let me.
Well, it also limits you at the bottom end as well. You have to charge a minimum of $2.99 and a maximum of $9.99. Yes, I suppose it does limit you. If you want your book to sell for $49.99, you're not allowed to.
But there are 5,000 lines in my book. The least I wanted to do was to charge, you know, $1 a line.
I think that would have... $1 a line.
I mean, how much is a line worth? I mean, you know, well, I mean, some people pay a lot of money for a line, don't they?
Well, what you do is you create the luxury exclusive edition PDF file with all the illustrations and cartoons you've been talking about. Make that as a PDF, create your own website, sell directly off your website, and then charge 5,000 euros off your own website. That's what you do.
Oh, thanks very much, actually. That sounds a very good idea, right?
You have to specifically make sure it's clearly a different edition, because otherwise Amazon will get very upset with you. But yes, you could do that.
Okay, so look, what's your third book going to be? You've done two of them now, and want to know, what is your third ebook, Roger? Since I'm claiming the rights to be your second ebook, even though you're not the author, but you are indeed the, what would I call, the producer. I'm going to call you the producer of the second book. Okay. So what's your third book going to be?
Third book will be part published at the end of this month. It will be called Documentary Wedding Photography from the Heart. We'll just let these cars pass.
Don't get knocked down. You know, we're walking along a country road in complete darkness, right? I can see nothing except the light in the far distance here, and it's very, very dangerous what we're doing, actually, isn't it?
Yeah, it wouldn't be the wisest thing we've ever done.
It's a good job Steve Jobs designed an iPhone that has got a strong light so that people can see us.
This is true. You can see our faces anyway.
I'm now turning the iPhone so that it illuminates Roger Overall's face.
I can't see where I'm going now because I'm blinded. So yes, my third book will be published, part published at the end of this month, May 2012, Documentary Wedding Photography from the Heart, and it will explain how you should photograph a wedding in a very documentary style.
Wow, I don't know what to say to that. That sounds like... And how much will it cost?
It will cost... I've got to figure this out, but probably close to 30 euros.
30 euro? And that'll be in the Kindle store at 30 euro? How can you put it in the Kindle store at 30 euro, since I could only put mine in the Kindle store at 9.99?
It won't be in the Kindle store. It will be... Because it will be a very image-rich book. Kindle is not suited to image-rich books at the moment. You do have Kindles that that resemble tablet computers, I suppose, but they're not actually the ideal form place at the minute, I don't think, for a book that will be very dependent on showing lots of photographs.
So you and, let's take another person, Jeff Jarvis, is that his name?
Jeff Jarvis, or
let's say Jeremy...
Jeremy Cowart,
who has recently published something.
Yes.
You guys don't publish in the Kindle store, do you?
I wouldn't say don't, because I can't speak for the other guys, but I think probably what we do first is publish on a platform that would allow the photographs to be shown. So PDF is a good platform for that. Probably iBooks as well, although I don't know very much about iBooks, but that would display on an iPad, and therefore the pictures would show up very, very well indeed.
So if I got my 33 canto poem, Irish epic poem in 33 cantos, should I have put it into an iBook format?
You can already through the editing software we've been using. It's just an option I didn't point out to you yet.
Yeah, because I asked you to keep everything simple, dead simple.
Yeah, but you will be able to, if you want to, download it in a format that you can use to publish on iBooks or the Barnes & Noble website as well, I think.
So if I'm going for world domination in the area of epic poems, I should be going off with blunderbuss on several fronts, should I?
Yes, I would think so. Yeah, publish everywhere.
Right, okay, look, this has been hard enough to get it into blooming Kindle, right? If you think I'm going off before going to Ennis Diamond, the Dylan Thomas Festival, where I'm going to be, this is unashamed plug, I'm going to be performing a bit of the Irish epic poem in public. They'll probably lynch me down there for it, given the content of the poem. But I'm not going to be publishing. I'm not going to be publishing in any other format before Ennis Diamond on the 18th to the 20th of May.
Well, isn't that a shame for the world, really? But after that, we can look forward to surely Irish epic poem in 33 cantos in many formats.
Yeah, and the 33 cantos, some people might not be aware of why it's called 33 cantos. And the reason is that Dante's Inferno was in 34 cantos. And I thought, geez, I better be very careful here, Roger, because I feel I could fall into the abyss. This is quite a dark country road we're walking down along. Hey, I think we better stop the audio. What do you think?
Very good.
But as we finish, I want to thank you. You have been the most magnificent friend throughout this process, and I would embarrass you if I described everything that you had done to help me, and without you it would never have come into existence and history would have been different.
Well, you only reap what you sow, so there you are. You're very welcome.